Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if you caught it or not, but there was a movie out called The Hunger Games. It was all about having to be able to fight for your food, to be able to whoever's the strongest gets the most food. It was kind of crazy, but yet it was kind of prophetic. It's prophetic in regards to saying, you know what? We're seeing this take place, a real Hunger Games just south of America's border in Venezuela, where over a month's wages it takes to buy 2 days worth of food. 100,000 plus people are crossing the border a day going into Colombia to be able to get food. The crisis is happening. It's like the real life Hunger Games. As they embrace socialism, this is what happens. Let's take a look.
Civil unrest in Venezuela as the country continues its slide into a socialist black hole. Low oil prices and rampant corruption combine to cause acute shortages of almost everything. The nation's capital, Caracas, is now the most violent city in the world, with more murders last year in this one city than in all the countries of the European Union put together. Reports are surfacing from around the country of people hunting dogs, cats, and pigeons for food. And demonstrations are cropping up to protest the harsh conditions. On the country's western border with Colombia sits Cúcuta, a city of 600,000. Almost a year ago, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro closed the border with Colombia after an attack by alleged Colombian paramilitaries. But the severe shortages are changing that. The people are defying the border closures en masse, with over 100,000 people crossing this bridge into Cúcuta in the space of one weekend.
Thousands of people are streaming back across the border into San Antonio, Venezuela, after coming across into Colombia yesterday to buy things that they just can't get anymore in Venezuela. Things like toilet paper, toothpaste, rice, sugar, very simple everyday items. But they're saying that the stores there are empty and the people are going hungry.
Raul Pineda had to skip meals in order to be able to feed his children.
There's no medicine, very little food. The food the country produces isn't enough for everyone.
Several months ago, Raul escaped with his wife and children to Colombia.
Since the border is closed, we had to pay a bribe to cross, and our family stayed behind.
But the situation isn't much better for Venezuelan refugees inside Colombia. Jobs are so scarce that many turn to prostitution or crime, while those who bring money with them find that it doesn't last long.
1 month's pay only covers about 2 days of food.
This brings to light a bigger problem. Many Venezuelans cry for joy when they see fully stocked shelves in Colombia, only to cry again when they find out how little their money will buy. Marlenis Peña's grocery store sits only a few hundred meters from the border crossing. She's doing a very brisk business.
The people really don't know how little their money will buy here, so they fill their carts, and when they come to the register, they find out they only have enough for the essentials.
The money changers along the border say Venezuelan bolivars are nearly worthless. In 2012, they were worth about 25 cents apiece, but today, one U.S. dollar will buy almost 900 bolivars. As hyperinflation sets in, experts are predicting a 1,600% increase in inflation next year, which means a dollar could buy as many as 90,000 bolivars.
He says, to buy a loaf of bread, I would almost need a bag full of this currency in Venezuela. The only problem is there isn't any bread in Venezuela, and that's why the people are coming across the border here to Colombia.
Local churches are stepping in to help with care packages and even provide housing for their neighbors who are in need. In the meantime, Colombia and Venezuela are in talks to reopen this border crossing as a humanitarian corridor on a more permanent basis.
At first, it was a little difficult, but thanks to God and to the church that helped us to be able to live here, well, here we are.
From Cúcuta, Colombia, I'm Chuck Holton for CBN News.
You're looking at the financial collapse. You're looking at somebody who embraced socialism. We just had in our previous program the leader now of Venezuela, these countries, they're beginning to say, you know what, we're going to force people to have to go work for the government in Venezuela. They're telling them that you're going to have to mandatorily go out and serve as a servant of the government for at least 2 months, if not more. It's the beginning of being a slave or servant to the government. This is exactly, I don't know if you caught it or not, but Isaiah Ramos, one of the VFN interns, was on VFN TV, and he talked specifically about how the Lord showed him prophetically in a dream this was going to take place. I remember him telling me years ago, well, when he first heard this from the Lord, and his heart was just broken as he's seeing firsthand what it's going to look like. And it looks just like what's taking place in Venezuela. But the big question you want to ask yourself is, how did Venezuela get here? Well, thanks to Gordon Robinson, he's going to begin to explain it, how we got there, and potentially, if we don't wake up as America, we could end up in the very same place. Let's take a look.
You look at that story and you just wonder, how in the world did they get there? Well, it all started years ago when they started to tilt towards Cuba. And they took on a socialist government. And in that process, that was very appealing. They said, the government will take care of you, the government will provide, and all these kinds of things. And then that put a lot of weight on the government to supply things. And so how does a government do that? Well, Venezuela was thinking at the time, well, we have all these oil reserves. Let's nationalize all of it, so all of it goes into the treasury. And this socialist utopia will work, and it'll be fueled on oil dollars. Well, there became a crash in the price of oil, and it got down to in the $20. Now it's in the mid-40s. And it worked at $100 a barrel, but it doesn't work at $40 a barrel. And so they started printing money in order to fulfill their obligation. And in that printing of money, you devalue your currency, where it's no longer as valuable as it used to be. And that gets you into horrible situations where you can't stock shelves, you can't have a free market, you can't have productivity. It just turns into this nightmare. That's what's going on. Now look at our own country. We're not tilting towards socialism, at least not yet. But you look at our debt, you look at how we're printing money in order to have these qualitative easings and all of this kind of thing. What happens when our currency isn't as strong as it used to be? We talk about the almighty dollar, but what happens when it turns into that? That's why I'm very concerned about our national debt. I'm very concerned about all these social programs being added on to our federal government and the obligation of the people of the United States of America. We need to wake up, because if we don't, this will soon be so huge we won't be able to solve it for generations.
You better wake up, or this will be something we cannot solve, because it's going to get so big. It's happening. Our own leaders right now, there is a election before all of America, and it has nothing to do with Washington, D.C. This is the election. Will we elect to continue to be one nation under God, to understand that God is one that allowed this nation to be blessed? He's the one that gave us the freedom that we have today. He's the one that's blessed us like we've been blessed. Or are we going to turn to government and big government? We're seeing what happens with Venezuela. And as I said earlier, as you heard on a previous program, Isaiah Ramos began to talk about it. He had other dreams during that time as well. As he was sharing, it looked just like Venezuela in regards to people being violent and bartering food. And it's like, this is what God has been telling us. This is what's happening. Are you prepared? You know, we actually have for you, you can sign up for our newsletter. It's called the Torch Newsletter. It comes to you every week. You need to be in tune with the news. You don't need just to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And God lets us know in advance before things happen, not so we can just tell people I knew it, so we can change the news. If we don't like the direction that we're going, if He tells us ahead of time, we can repent and turn from that direction. You can sign up for the Torch Newsletter today by going to VFNTV.com. Upper right-hand corner, it says sign up for the Torch, put in your email address, and you sign up, and it comes to you. But we've got a free gift for you. The gift's very important. If Venezuela would have had this gift, they would have been prepared for 90 days, because you've got to begin to prepare. This is what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, listen, a prudent man sees danger. They see Venezuela. They see what's happening in Washington, D.C. They see what's happening in Russia. They see what's happening in the Middle East. And he says they prepare for it. But a fool keeps going and suffers for it. As a free gift to you, it's called Prudent Preparation. As soon as you sign up for that newsletter at VFNTV.com, it'll come immediately to your email. You can start listening to it, and you can prepare now Because what God is showing us, Venezuela just might be in America's future.
We had a little taste of hunger, but not like most countries that are really suffering for the lack of food. But as Christians, you know, we should be able to fast, just put food aside and just focus on God, fasting and prayer. But even the church today doesn't do a lot of fasting, which means we can't even survive without food for a day. How many people say, you know, that just, I'm not into that fasting thing. Well, Venezuela has no choice.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to fast this week. You know, a mother was fasting. She was actually feeding her child. Food, we're just so blessed. I don't know what the percentage is. You can tell me maybe, but most of our food is prepared. I mean, America's food is prepared like by 2% of America. So 2% of our population prepares the food for the other 98%. And most of our food, I believe, comes from at least 1,000 miles away. So if you're going to your supermarket and you're buying your little Pop-Tarts, like Pat likes his Pop-Tarts,
adding
a little
fruit,
sugary
little
stuff
fruit
on
to
top.
The diet.
Yes. And that thing comes from like 1,000 miles away.
Yeah.
It potentially could be, when you fill your buggy up with your groceries, they still have buggies in stores, right?
Or most people call it a cart.
Cart. And and so think about, it comes, truckers and trains bring that food from 1,000 miles away. Now imagine Venezuela. Imagine the U.S. dollar is about worth an entire month's wages. You can only buy 2 months worth of food. I mean, that's what's happening right now. That's what's taking place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.